the rest of the story. Detective Nick Carter paced the crime scene, shuffling the cluttered puzzle pieces in his mind. What facts were known thus far? Well, one, in a chicken coop on a farm in Kentucky, three young children were found tied up. A passing neighbor had heard them calling for help, discovered them cowering in the darkness. Two, the children's mother, absent on a brief errand, returned to find the police swarming her farmyard. Questioned, the shaken woman said that she could think of no one who might wish to harm her little ones. Three, the children were unable to identify their assailants, as it was too dark, they said, to see their faces. Well, the nature of this crime was baffling in itself. Had robbers tied up the children to keep them out of the way, only to be frightened off by the neighbor? Or had some evil characters, finding the youngsters alone, intended to do them even greater harm? The potential seriousness of the matter prompted police to summon Detective Nick Carter and his partner, Captain Volney G. Mulligan. That's where you came in. You see, at the turn of the 20th century, as it was, few even remotely sophisticated methods of crime detection existed, so all the more important were the innate gifts of the sleuths themselves. Captain Mulligan, for example, had watched Nick Carter employ these gifts innumerable times in the solution of many crimes, but it never ceased to amaze him, seeing Carter slowly tighten the noose around the neck of a thief or an arsonist or a murderer. And in this case, were the criminals any of these, or none at all, or perhaps all? Well, as it turned out, the case would be solved before Mulligan could stop musing. For Detective Carter, after concentrating on the rope used to tie up the children, walked up to the children's mother, who was standing nearby, and stared at her accusingly. Realizing she'd been found out, the woman broke down and confessed. Yes, she'd bound her youngsters in the chicken coop, had intended to butcher them with an axe, which she had gone off to procure. The children, terrified, had not revealed that it was she who accosted them, but Nick Carter knew. And so the woman was arrested and tried and spent the rest of her life in a mental institution. Throughout the brilliant career, Detective Nick Carter investigated more than 600 criminal cases. In 1 year alone, he solved 126 out of 161. That's a conviction rate of 78%. He once tracked down three post office bandits 50 miles through woods and swamps before catching up with them. Another time, he collared an arsonist who had fled over a trail 105 hours old. That set a world's coldest trail record, in which a criminal was actually apprehended. And today, you've relived the case of the proximate perpetrator, in which Nick had set yet another record, that of the shortest trail, just 10 feet from the crime scene to the feet of the would-be murderess. For Detective Carter could tell by the rope's smell who had tied up the children. That's right. Nick Carter, recognized the world over as the best ever of his kind, was a thoroughbred Kentucky bloodhound. And now you know the rest of the story.